the scanning machine. The words, "my whole life," flash before my eyes have become almost a lighthearted euphemism for a close brush with death. But the truth is, that's exactly what happens on the other side, in the quiet stillness of this sacred room in the Hall of Wisdom. At the center of the room, amid the circle of marble benches where we're seated, lies the scanning machine, a huge convex dome of pale blue glass. And inside that glass dome, we watch all the events of our life play out before our eyes, almost like a movie, but in three-dimensional hologram form, so that no matter where we move around the dome, we can see every movement, good and bad, right and wrong, high and low, with perfect clarity. I still remember my first conversation with Francine about the scanning machine and my skeptical, "doesn't reviewing our whole lives take an awfully long time?" She does get tired of having to remind me that time is an earthly obsession. In the reality of home, there is no time. The scanning machine is an essential step in the eternal process of our spirits. We'll discuss this in depth later, but when we leave the other side for another incarnation, we arrive here to overcome specific challenges and accomplish specific goals, and we compose a detailed chart for our upcoming lives to help us realize those purposes. As we experience the scanning machine, we have the benefit of total recall of the chart we wrote, in an atmosphere where there is no negativity, and the very air we breathe is infused with God's unconditional love and understanding. Viewing our lives not through our earth eyes, but through our spirit eyes of complete honest fairness means they aren't just watching what we did from a new point of view, we're also watching the people around us with the compassionate insight we might not have offered them at the time. That's a critical point because of who it is that judges the life we've just completed. It's not God, and it's not our spirit guide. It's us. We judge ourselves, our triumphs and failures, our humanity or lack of it, our acts of kindness and selfishness, our moments of courage and cowardice, and above all, how successfully we accomplished the charted goals that made us choose to leave home in the first place. It's the toughest judgment we could be subjected to, because just as there is no negativity on the other side, there is also none of the ego-driven defensiveness and self-justification that prevents us from facing the truth of our actions while we're on Earth. Our spirit guide, who was with us every step of the way through the lifetime we're reviewing, will comfort us throughout the difficult process. But ultimately, the final verdict about our success or failure is ours. Oddly, it doesn't seem to be the big mistake we made that linger most prominently in our thoughts, but the times when we extended ourselves a little, when we knew we could have done more, the friend in pain to whom we paid a moment of passing attention, but were too busy to visit and embrace with compassion, the elderly stranger with too many shopping bags we pleasantly said hello to without offering to carry their packages to their car, the lost child in the mall we worried about but didn't stay with until he was safely with his parent again, the stray pet we braked for but didn't take the time to check their tag and take them home, or the charity we didn't give that extra $20 to because we might want to spend it on a movie later. It is on the sobering occasion of leaving the scanning machine that we begin considering the possibility of returning to Earth to try again. And because its impact on us is so profound, it's all the more important that we experience the next step in our return to the other side.